feel my dark angel.
Good evening, kind of a dark and gloomy evening out there, and we hope you are enjoying the music that we're spinning for your pleasure. And that was Claire O'Riordan with her great song Killer of Love from her brand new release Outside. It is 7:02. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And we'd like to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, and as you can tell, our remit runs far and wide, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dusk, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Well, this is where we transition over to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And we're going to hear a few pieces from Lisa Knapp.
Till April is dead, change not a thread. Change a clock till May is out. If you change in June, it'll be too soon. Hasta Mayo, no te quites el sayo. Till April is dead, change dead a thread.
You're the fool for thinking on.
No change a clock till May is out.
Tuck babes in May.
If you change
tuck
in
them
June,
away.
It'll be too soon.
Wash blankets in May.
He'll soon be under clay.
Till April is
May
dead.
May goslings
change
dead and thread.
Oh, you're
the fool for thinking.
You should have been drowned.
Change a cloud till May is out.
Touch
your face in the
May.
Dew.
If you change
touch them
skin,
away,
it'll
bring you
soon.
Good luck.
Quites el
sigh.
He'll soon be on the clay.
Till April is
May
dead.
May God's change dead and thread.
Oh, you're a fool for thinking.
You should have been drowned.
I'll change a clap
till May is out.
Wash your face in the May, dear.
If you change,
touch them
June,
away,
it will be too
good
soon.
Good luck.
Petite pluie de mai, tout le monde est gay. Il laisse sa femme au mois de mai, la peut bien laisser toute l'année.
It's a chapeau in the field.
Till April is dead, change not a thread.
door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. All right, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, folks. Well, yes, it's hard to think about dancing in the dawn, but it's going to happen in less than a week, since May Day is next week. And as far as we know, people will be meeting about 5:30 in the morning at the Weeks of Footbridge at Harvard. But in the meantime, we thought you'd like to get a little bit in the mood. So Lisa Knapp gave us three pieces from her great album, Till April Is Dead, A Garland of May. And her notes say that she found the... all the little folklore sayings. She started out by getting many of those adages and aphorisms in the book The English Year by folklorist and historian Steve Roud. And then my imagination fired up. I started searching around and discovered one from Spain. Asking friends from further afield, I found very similar sayings and beliefs, hailing from France and Germany, and one from Ireland referencing the Celtic May festival of Beltane. And she joined them with some verses from the Hallentoe, a song performed as part of a mystery play on Flora Day in Helston, Cornwall. I'm struck by the supernatural image of St. Michael with his wings outstretched and the way they welcome in the summer, welcome in the Mayo. The 8th of May, which is the feast of St. Michael, patron saint of Cornwall, is celebrated with the furry dance through the town. And if you actually go to the Weeks of Footbridge, you will find a number of these songs performed, along with some dances, along with some Morris dancing. And you'll also, if you go back up to Harvard, you'll find that there will be a welcoming committee dressed in their best to greet you for the furry dance. Then the next piece we heard was Searching for Lambs, which she notes is a real classic English folk song gem collected in Somerset by Cecil Sharp. First heard this sung by legendary English folk singer Shirley Collins, and Shirley is her link with Graham Coxon, another longtime fan of her work, whom I first met at one of her concerts, and who generously lends his sensitive vocals and guitar to this piece. Now, what about this Searching for Lambs? Well, this Saturday, Expect things to get woolly at Gore Place's 32nd Annual Sheep Shearing Festival. The resident Lester Longwools, known for the curl and shine of their fleece, receive a serious trim, and border collies demonstrate herding. Also on the property, fiber artists and dozens of other artisans, plus live bluegrass music. It's scheduled to take place from 10 to 5 tomorrow, and the cost is, which we can't mention, though it turns out that children under 13 are free, but if you want to find out more information, just go to the website, goreplace.org, and that's spelled G-O-R-E-P-L-A-C-E. And just in case you're of an anticipatory mood and getting ready for Cinco de Mayo this Sunday, the Mexican Street Food Festival takes place in Central Square. Some 24 food trucks, restaurants, and alcohol vendors will make the scene alongside a market featuring local artists, vintage dealers, and antiques merchants. There's a minor cost for the festival, but the market is free, and it takes place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can find out more at newenglandopenmarkets.com. So there we have it. Searching for lambs, and what about that Staines Morris? Well, that happens to have been a song in a musical. Yep. And you can be forgiven for not having heard of it, because it was printed as the Maypole Song in 1656 from a stage play, Actaeon and Diana, by Robert Cox. The words were joined to its current tune from Playford's Dancing Master, much later in 1859 by broadside printer William Chappell, and printed as such in his popular music of the olden time. Well, now, we'll quickly catch you up on the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore, brought to you by Charles Keightley. April the 26th, on this day, according to tradition, the waters of the flood began to abate, and the ark rested. I think we'd really be happy if the waters rested from the sky. Rainbow to windward, foul falls the day. Rainbow to leeward, rain runs away. When you see a rainbow, bow to it, for it is God's token of peace between him and mankind. But to point at it is extremely unlucky. Marriage, frowned on as Lent, is once again permitted from the Sunday after Easter. And since May marriages are accounted unlucky, take the opportunity to wed during these last days of April. And on April the 28th, with the uncanny May Eve approaching, be sure to guard your children against witches. April the 29th, put Taurian bulls to cows now for early calves next year. And April the 30th, May Eve, the Eve of Beltane, which means bright fire, the Celtic festival of summer's beginning. And then we go to the merry month of May with milk and May games, probably named after Maia, or Maia, a Roman goddess of growth and increase. In Welsh, it's known as Mae. In Gaelic, it's Mios Buchan, the month of swelling. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Thri Milchi, the month when cows give milk thrice a day, the dairy month. May the 1st sees, which is this coming Wednesday, sees Beltane, the Celtic festival of summer's beginning. May, which should be gathered at or before sunrise, can be any kind of flowering greenery, though hawthorn or may blossom, birch and rowan are the favorites, while sloe or blackthorn is ill-omened. We don't really have that many hawthorns here in New England. Sometimes you may find some planted, but they're usually not flowering until well after this month. However, forsythia makes a nice stand-in. Gifts of other kinds of tree can be insulting. And there was a rhyme that went, nut for a slut, plum for the glum, bramble if she ramble, and gorse for the whores. But yes, the May morning dew is counted as particularly lucky. A fair maid who with the 1st of May goes to the fields at break of day and washes in dew from whatever tree will ever after handsome be. Some say the best May dew is found beneath oaks or on ivy leaves, and you should make a secret wish as you wash your face in it. And May the 2nd, cows now coming into full milk for May dairying. And May the 3rd, the feast of the finding of the Holy Cross, alias Christmas or Rude Day. It's also known as Avoiding Day in Scotland. And it was reckoned as ill omen because supposedly that was when the evil angels were cast out or avoided from heaven. And May the 4th, we are advised to be careful of your health and diet and eat sage this month. And May the 5th, take heed to thy bees that are ready to swarm. The loss thereof now is a crown's worth of harm. And since we had a mild winter, we definitely hope that all of our bees are safe. A swarm in May is worth a load of hay. A swarm in June is worth a silver spoon. A swarm in July is not worth a fly. It is 7:30. We are going to get back to some more music.
was a road through the woods 70 years ago. Weather and rain have undone it again, and now you never would know. There was a road through the woods before they planted the trees. It lies underneath the coppice and heath and the thin anemone. The keeper sees that where the ringed dove broods and the badgers roll at ease, there was a road through the woods. Of a summer evening late, when the night air cools on the trout-ringed pools where the otter whistles his mate, they fear not men in the woods because they see so few. Of a horse's feet and the swish of a skirt in the dew. Steadily cantering through the misty solitude, as though they perfectly knew the old lost road.
Thank you. throughout the day. I breathe them in and feel them dying. They take my troubles far away.
Behind me in the cold light of day, I must have been out my mind. Fell in love the first time I saw her, but she wasn't so sure as she whispered, "Give me time." We got in the car as city started to waken. We drove so fast to watch the snow falling on the sea. When I came back, I looked at myself in wonder. I couldn't believe she'd been right there next to me. Don't dream, it might just fade away. Save all your good thoughts, use them on a rainy day. Sometimes you don't know what will come to you, and you won't believe the day your dreams come true. Sometimes she gets lonely in the morning. The city can be so gray at the crack of dawn. We drove so fast to watch the sun coming up in the mountains. And when it was over, I drove so fast back home. Sometimes she makes me laugh when I daydream. I think of all the stupid things we did, and I laugh till I cry. There's a warm place in my heart, 'cause I know that I love her. Sometimes I don't know if it's real or all in my mind's eye. Don't dream, it might just fade away. Save all your good thoughts, use them on a rainy day. Sometimes you don't know what will come to you, and you won't believe the day your dreams come true.
Well, by now, Alan has probably figured out that I couldn't figure out or find where I had put my Lal Robinson CDs, but that was Columbus Road with Rainy Day from Fragments. Then before that, we heard Candy Seance on a Fine May Morning from the album of the same name. And we started off that set with the Tulip song, also from Fragments. Prior to that, Steve Gillette and Cindy Mankson gave us the Concertina Garden Medley and the Road Through the Woods from Being There. And I'm running out of time, but do want to tell you that after you've had enough fun on May Day, WMFO celebrates 30 years of On the Town with Mikey D at Sally O'Brien's. The first night is May the 2nd. Music starts at 7 p.m. with acoustic performances by special surprise guest John Pauhida. Then we've got Aaron Perino from the Sheila Divine. Then full band performances at 9 from Eyewitness, 10 Lily Black, 11 the Weistronauts, and at midnight Permafrost. Then night 2, music starts at 9:30, also at Sally O'Brien's, with the Barneys. 10:30, No Hugs. 11:30, Lights Out. Yes, there is an admissions charge, and you can find out more by going to Sally O'Brien's. And yes, there will be cake. It's 7:49. Please stay tuned for more Tears of the Gods with Mr. Bukert. In the meantime, we're going to go out of here with something from Dead Can Dance. Yeah.
We'll be right back. sidewalk, I hear the dance of rain on the empty streets, past cathedral spires and the angels' wings before dawn. Cross the empty fields and the silent shires. This is how I hear you call. Gemstone, would it be to change? Once a youthful garden, now her flowers fade and a soul hardens. Her skies rage and a baby won't age, and history falls hard from the page. Falling, beautiful rain, calling, call me
Medford.